you and I were just talking about this, about stuff that you can't have in the house because you just love to eat it so much.
Oh, I can't have that in the house.
I can't have that in the house, yes. You know. I thought we would open up the phones this morning and ask people to share with us what is their emotional support snack. Now, it might be something that's really complicated. Or it might be, you know, a Monte Carlo that you hide from the kids because they're the expensive biscuits. You know.
They're the high end.
They're the high end.
Once we get into the creamery range.
Yes, exactly.
Mind you, though, a lot of kids now look down on the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, they do. They
which
do.
Is kind of sad.
But I think we all have a little emotional support snack. And sometimes they can have a little twist to them. So mine is, you know, rice crackers.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Very well. Yeah, I like
yes,
rice
I like rice crackers. But not the little ones, the big ones. You know, the big flat ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of cheese on the top. 10 seconds in the microwave. And then some, and it makes them a bit chewy. It makes them just sort of go, you have to eat them like, right. they're not crunchy anymore.
Like biltong.
Yeah. And then just a little bit of fresh tomato and salt on the top.
Okay.
So it's a little bit warm, a little bit cool, a little bit salty, a little bit chewy.
Caroline's not sugary, generally.
Mm. No, I'm not sugary. No, I'm not, I'm not a sugar person.
You saw all
I'm
my
a salt and fat person.
Yes. Well, I'm all of the above person. You saw basically all my emotional support snacks. On Friday,
yes.
You got an array of them. So you saw my fruit salad. I love them. You bagged. You open the bag, stuff your dirty fingers in the bag, eat them, and then complain about them.
I'd like to. That was just like old-fashioned jubes.
Rude. And then noppers are my thing from Aldi.
Yes, yes.
You have a little nopper square with a couple of scoots of ice cream on top.
Yes.
Mate, you're done.
Yes.
That says if you're not emotionally supported after that, then you need to see a therapist.
The good thing about the Nopper as an emotional support snack is that, they are quite hard to get into.
Yeah.
You've got to open a whole – you've got to make a decision to have one. You can't – they're not like a packet of Tim Tams. Suddenly it's all gone.
There's eight in a pack, and I can get one of those and finish it before I've left the Aldi car park. Okay, they're bad news for me. And then KFC, I don't have it often, but when I have it
– I do not
I
stop.
I have it. Like this. And you saw how much I ate.
I know. Everyone was paying. How many bits did you have? Did you have two, three?
Oh, more than that. I got into the nuggets as well.
Did you?
It just never happens. We're in the middle of a 30K walk. I'm like, right, need some energy.
Tony turned up with a... Sammy, I think Sammy paid for it. I don't think Tony paid for it. No,
Tony's wallet was in his car.
Well, they were in his car. But anyway, what's your emotional support snack? The weirder, the better.
Yeah, give us a call right now. I mean, look, I've got my classic that I'll actually have for lunch every day.
Yeah,
which
what is
just
that?
Cut up banana on toast with peanut butter and honey.
Okay, so
that's almost a meal. Like, that's not an emotional support. I eat that for sustenance.
Yeah, I know. But it's the thing that makes you feel happy.
Yeah, I guess it does.
That's what an emotional support snack does.
Yeah, yeah, but I want to feel elated, not just happy. Georgie, straight on the phone. Did you're at IGA Wootulla. Where?
At the supermarket.
to actually get your emotional support snack ingredients.
No, but I'm thinking about it, Carolyn. Mine without question is camembert cheese.
Oh, and what do you do with it?
Oh my gosh, I was just on crackers. But okay. I go the whole lot. It is just not safe entering my house.
And tell me, have you bought one of the little ceramic containers that you can add a bit of some walnuts and some honey and some chili and whack it in the oven?
I know the ceramic container. Mm. Yes, I do.
Oh, they're so good. I didn't even know that was the thing.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm.
And I've
got to get out more. You scoop it up like gooey camembert.
Yeah, so it becomes like dip.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's treachery. Mm. Can you dip KFC in there?
Yeah, you could.
I've got to say, I mean, I mentioned Noppers earlier, but the Bueno.
Yes. Yes. Mine's a bit more complicated than yours. You can't just go and buy mine. You've You've got to put some work in. You've got your rice thin, and then you put some cheese on it, 10 seconds, and then fresh tomato, salt and pepper.
What do you do if you don't have a microwave in the car?
Oh, well, you know, this is a home snack.
That's a home snack?
Yeah, this is a couch snack.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. Snacks just aren't the same unless you're driving out the car park of a particular establishment, I think. Something about that final speed bump? I don't know. Trisha's joined us from Budrum. What's your emotional support snack, Trisha?
It would be a tin of condensed milk. When you come home from the shop, you put it straight in the freezer.
Oh.
And then it never freezes.
Oh, no.
It's just a thick goodness on a teaspoon. whenever you want it.
Yeah.
Oh, Tricia.
It's almost like your own personal ice
cream. I think
you've
unlocked something here.
Yeah.
I don't think I needed to know this.
There's a condensed milk you can buy, and it's coconut milk based. It's for people who can't have dairy.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, my God. It is out of control.
Straight in the freezer. And it never freezes. It's just ready to go anytime you want.
Trisha is just like, that's it.
I know. My mouth is watering.
Let's go over to Tammy in Kings Beach. What's your emotional support snack?
Well, you get a packet of Maltesers and a packet of barbecue chips.
Good start.
Ooh,
and then
good
you
start.
Pour the Maltesers into the barbecue chips and you shake it really well. And then you grab one of each and you eat them together.
I like it a lot.
I love it. And you know what? That's a that's a perfect movie snack.
Yeah. I like what you've done there.
Everyone says to me, oh, disgusting. And I went, try it.
Amateurs.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You know what? You can complain about people dipping their chips in their McDonald's hot soft serve.
I love that too. That's
right. Until you've done it, don't just knock it till you try it.
Yeah, it's right.
You know, I've dipped chips in my chocolate sundae at Macca's, but I've also dipped a chicken McNuggets. This is from Sammy at Torble. This is Sammy's suggestion for an emotional support snack.
Got to be dim
sims
with sour cream and soy sauce.
Dim sims, sour cream, soy sauce.
I've never had that, but you are speaking my language.
Oh, it is. I love sour cream on anything. When I was pregnant like 12 years ago and I really wanted it and I tried it and I've never looked back.
Sour cream on a steak is just delicious.
I've never put sour cream and soy sauce together, but yeah, that is that's clever.
I don't think I've done it.
Try it. You won't look back. You'll thank me later.
I love the confidence.
Yeah.